This is the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.
First of all, thank you very much for those kind words. And I know this is a very, not only a special, that iftar is very special, Ramadan is special. As we think about its meaning, the alderman spoke to something that I think is very, very important. And that is, if you look around the world today, whether it's in Turkey, in the recent instance, but anywhere in the world, there is both hate, there is violence, there is intolerance. Sometimes it's manifested in violent acts. Sometimes it's manifested in ugly language. Sometimes it's manifested in political rhetoric that tries to pick on a community or individuals to create a differentiation rather than an understanding. And I want this city, the city with a Jewish mayor and a vibrant Muslim community, to send the message loud and clear across this globe. If you offer hate, we offer love. If you offer fear, we offer hope. If you offer intolerance, we offer inclusion. And if that is the message of the city of Chicago, the city we call home, the city that our parents came to like my grandfather. If my grandfather was alive today, 13 years old, by himself, to meet a third cousin he never knew, without a word of English, he came to Chicago to get away from the pogroms of Eastern Europe, where there was violence set upon him and his family because he was Jewish. He came to this country, but not to any city, to this city. That within two generations, his grandson would be the mayor of this city, speaks volumes of who we are as a city, who we are as a country. And I want the rest of the country to see what I see and hear. Whether it is Christian, whether it is Jewish, or whether it is Muslim. It has many languages, but it has a common understanding of humanity. And that it is our inclusion, our hope, and our love that will beat out that hate, that fear, and that exclusion. This city and this country has always, not just because of what the Statue of Liberty says, but has always strove and been better because it has included others and welcomed it into the arms of humanity. This holiday, I shouldn't be lecturing what it means because you know it better than me, but it's a lesson, obviously, as far as a greater understanding and a greater sense of community. And if we stand together and we stand up, we find support with each other, we find solidarity, we can send a message that is more powerful than those who play unfair. And I say that to you because, you know, I called the mayor of London when he won. And I said that your family made a long journey just like my family. And that I don't think your family ever thought that when they came to the shores of England and the city of London, that their son or grandson was a minority of Muslim community would one day be the mayor in the same way that a city with a minority group. And it is those values we raise our children with. The question for us will be, not only are those the values we raise our children with, will those be the values we as a city strive for? We are not perfect. There are good days and bad days as we strive for that perfection. I know, I try to convince my two teenagers that are home to come with me today. They said, Dad, this is one you'll do on your own. We're going to do something else. It's Shark Week. We're not going to be there, Dad. Iftar lost out to Shark Week at our house. But I want them to see, and I raise my children with the values, while there are differences, and I'm very proud of my Jewish heritage in the very way that you are proud of your Muslim heritage, but it has many different ethnicities, and you should be proud of it. But it is both that difference that we can understand by also understanding our common future and our common humanity. And if we're successful in teaching that to our children, and at the best of this holiday of reflection, redemption, and striving for betterness, that we will be the city we can be. And it's not, I hope, lost on anybody. But if you look around this room and you look on the walls in either room, in different languages are the same aspirations of understanding, learning, and enlightenment. And so I hope that we take what's literally on the walls of this room and make it part of who we are. May obviously, as you strive towards July 5th at the end of Ramadan, may it be a gracious holiday, a holiday that you strengthen your own faith, not only in God, but also in our common humanity. Thank you.
I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column podcast. Visit rayhanania.com online for more information. This has been the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.